Good morning. Good to see you all here on this nice cold winter morning. But I understand there's some warm weather coming and I'm waiting for it. I have a prayer concern this morning. Priscilla Haynes' grandfather passed away this week. And for birthdays today, or this week, we have Marilyn Stoliker, Mike Strickler, B. Strickler, and Linda Gentry. We got. Okay, that was okay to do that twice because we don't have any anniversaries this morning. Obviously, nobody wants to get married in the cold weather. I'm not sure what the deal is here, but anyway, there's a few announcements to be made this morning. One of the very important ones is to get signed up for the prayer vigil. We have the sign-up sheet in the back here. And so let's get that signed up because we're going to need a lot of people. I think there's something like 40 days, isn't there? Yeah, so take a look at that and see when you can do that. Most of the rest of the announcements are in the back of your bulletin. There's probably a couple there that I should mention. Especially Deckerville still got some leftover pies, guys, so... Upcoming pop-up pantries, Lenten devotionals, the Lenten devotionals, they're supposed to be in by tomorrow, but maybe you can go home this afternoon and get one ready for them. I know they're in need of some more, so any of you out there that would be interested in writing a devotional, please get it done and get it into them. And the Lenten Bible study, Wednesday, March 2nd. And the rest of the announcements are on the back of this. We have the prelude to lighting the candles now. Please quiet your minds and prepare your hearts for worship.
Can you hear me now? There we go. So my last Sunday will be June 12th, And the moving company is coming June 14th. So I know that. So 4 months from tomorrow, Jim and I will be headed out of Sandusky and moving. I know, I see a few lips that are like, I'm sad. Moving to Lansing. We're working on our house, and Jim has been over there like 4 days a week, so I think we're ready to come on the air. In just a second or two, I'm kind of watching the on-air sign here. So know that Jim is not always around. He's there, and we're excited, but we'll be sad to miss you.
I want to welcome all you folks here this morning and everybody out there listening on the radio to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. The mission statement of the denomination is go make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Sue Platt will bring us the morning message. I'm Ivan Henderson, your worship leader for this morning. Our praise song this morning is number 2032, My Life is in You, Lord.
Abel.
We have come to rejoice in the transformation power of the risen Christ.
We give thanks for Christ's promise to change the love of the poor and hungry.
Our lives may be full of sorrow and sadness, but Christ has promised to turn our tears into laughter.
We rejoice when we are reviled and excluded, because we are disciples of the risen Lord. I'm going to have you sit down for a minute, and Linda Schramm has some words. You can stay here.
Just reiterating what Ivan had told you before, but this is also for our radio audience to hear. Thank you so much for those of you who have written Lenten devotionals. I believe yesterday Gayla had at least 20 of them in the book. We need 40. Plus the Sundays, which I do. So continue to get them in. I've received some this morning. They can be emailed to Gayla or give me a call or whatever if you still have one to get in. Because we'd really like to have them in by tomorrow, Valentine's Day. We'd love you to do it by Valentine's Day, in fact. our aim is always to have them available by Shrove Tuesday. So that they're here when we start the prayer vigil that night. So thank you for those of you who have written. And some more good news is that we are having the Lenten prayer vigil again starting Shrove Tuesday, the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday, beginning at 7 o'clock here in the sanctuary. it runs till midnight, and the person who has 11:30 and goes up to midnight then locks up the church, and people who sign up between midnight and 5 a.m. are expected to set their alarms or stay up late and do their prayer at home. And then gala comes at 5 to unlock the church. And if possible, the ones signed up Ash Wednesday from 5 a.m. until 6:30 p.m., we would like them done at the church if at all possible. The sign-up sheet is in the back of the church right now. It will be up here a couple of Sundays. If you've never done it before, take this opportunity to feel what it is to reach out to God here in this sacred space in Sandusky, in our sanctuary, when it's just you and God. You can, not that you don't feel his presence even this morning in the sanctuary, but when just you and God are alone here, it gets to be a very special time in people's lives. So those are the two wonderful things that we have going again this year for our Lenten season. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. And I got a second what Linda had to say. It's an absolute unique feeling to be in here, especially in the evening when it's dark outside and you're up here with just you and God. Like Linda said, it's unique.
Amen. Yeah. I agree. So let's now pray to our Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, you have promised never to forsake or leave us. Teach us day by day the deep rewards of faithful ministry, and most of all, help us to know always the reward of being near to you. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen.
Our opening hymn this morning is number 712, I Sing a Song of the Saints of God.
Please stand as able. Be seated, and we're going to have the children come up. How's everybody? It's good to see you. We'll get some out of the nursery to come on over. And all right, those in the nursery still may want to come. I have goodies. Oh, here they come. How are all of you? Good. Mallory, I was hoping you'd wear your headband up here. Can you tell everybody what you had on your head? No? Somebody else want to say what she had on? No? Hi. You're not sure what she had on her head, right? She had strips of paper with her headband on, and they talked in class about Solomon. Samson. See, I knew you were listening, right? Samson. And his hair was long. And why was his hair long? You remember in class? Gave him, anybody else know? Even if you weren't in that class? I know you weren't, but do you have an answer? Gave him strength. And if they cut his hair, he wouldn't be strong anymore. That's correct. But that's not today's sermon. You know what today's sermon is on? No clue, huh? Ada May, that looks pretty tempting, doesn't it? Should I put it up here? Happiness. You see your bulletin? Your bulletins talk about happiness. We're going to use the word blessing. Comes from the Beatitudes, and it's found in Luke. So this is the same scripture that I'm going to be reading at. I know that looks pretty inviting, doesn't it? Yeah. And so what is happiness? When you're happy? What else? Joy is another word for happiness. When you're happy, absolutely. So what makes you happy? I'm not sure Mom wants you to have that, but you can hold on to it for right now. Yes. Family makes you happy. What else makes you happy? Your parents? Your pets. I think us all suckers because you got those in your mouth, right? Suckers make you happy? What else makes you happy? Friends? Polar bears. That's true. They are kind of cute, but I don't think they're... It's one of your favorite animals. You know, they look really cool. I'm not sure they really are that cool, but they look cool. Yep. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So Jesus is talking about good things and bad things. But in your bulletin, it talks about the Beatitudes. It actually has the word on here so you can remember that. Oh, you got another one? I think I should just slide that way. Mm-hmm. They're goodies, but I'm not sure if you can have those goodies. Yeah. So remember the Beatitudes. We'll hear them. But more Beatitudes are in the book of Matthew. We're going to read Luke's, and he's got a shorter version. So stay happy this week. She is just really going to town, isn't she? I got candy up here for those that are listening on the radio, and Ada Mae is going to town trying to find the basket. I love it, right? Well, you know what? We're supposed to be kind and helpful this month. That's what Erin was talking about. She's going to go visit the choir. That's okay. Say hi to the choir. Yeah, they're saying hi back. There you go. I think she just took over. Yeah, it's okay. She's good. So this week, try to be happy and kind to others. Can you do that? Can you be happy and kind to others? Yes? I heard one yes. Yes? All right, let's pray. Pray with me. Lord God, help me to be happy all week. In Christ we pray. Amen. All right, so it is Valentine's. I didn't get you Valentine's candy per se, but here's some candy. You can take what you like and then pick up a bulletin from me. So here's bulletins, girls. I got more. Take whatever you want. Oh, you just take one? You can take more than one. Yep, there you go.
Our Old Testament reading this morning comes from Psalm 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by the stream of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers, not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. May God add his blessings upon the reading of this word.
Thank you, Ivan.
You're welcome.
The choir is going to sing, "He Touched Me." And we're also going to be using this choir anthem for our Ash Wednesday service that is being videotaped. This week we're praying for Bob and Jamie's Grill, and from the Sunday School department, the Christian Ed, their prayer is, "Help my mom have a great week at work." Not sure what kiddo said that, but I hope moms, all moms, have a great week at work. Let us continue to remember all of those in our prayers that are listed in our bulletin and in our thoughts and in minds. Let us go to our Lord in prayer. A holy and gracious God, you are incredible. You are awesome. You have come and are with us each and every moment of our life. For that, we are so grateful and give thanks that we truly may be joyful and happy and blessed. But Lord, sometimes we don't always feel that way. There's illness, there's grief, there's troubles, relationships are torn. There's so many things that go on. We ask, Lord, that you can help us and guide us, heal and strengthen, show us the way, and may we always turn to you and seek you first, that we recognize your presence with us, and that we can truly be your hands and feet here on earth, to be your disciples and follow you. Lord, we pray that as we hear your word today, that we can listen, that we can hear, that we can follow, and be faithful unto you. So guide our church, help us be part of the community, to grow in discipleship and our love for you. In the name of Jesus the Christ, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You may remain seated as we sing Through It All. Our gospel reading today is out of the book of Luke, the gospel, chapter 6, verses 17 to 26. Hear these words. He, meaning Jesus, went down with them and stood on a level place. A large crowd of his disciples was there, and a great number of people from all of Judea, from Jerusalem, and from the coastal region around Tyre and Sidon, who had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Those troubled by impure spirits were cured. And the people all tried to touch him, because power was coming from him and healing them all. Looking at his disciples, he said, Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in the day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For what is how their ancestors treated the prophets? But woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will go hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when everyone speaks well of you, for that is how their ancestors treated the false prophets. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. Now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. This can be a confusing text. The Beatitudes, also called blessings. Because it feels like the blessings are backwards. And then we have the woes that feel like they should be the good instead of the bad. But I want to share with you some of the commentaries that marked these words. It said, the values and ethics that are expressed here are apparently not intended to be a moral code binding on the society in its widest sense. Rather, it is for those who have made a commitment to follow Christ. And in that, there is divine grace. So let's look at these words. All these people were coming from all over because they heard of what Jesus was doing. They were healed physically, spiritually, emotionally. But they didn't want anything else. They didn't really want to make a commitment to follow him. They just wanted to be taken care of. Heal me, but I don't want to follow you. Now, that's a generalization. Some were true followers of Jesus Christ. He also was trying to make a point, Jesus, to his disciples. This is what you need to do to transform the world, to make those disciples. And so as he talks below, blessed are, as he talks in these Beatitudes, blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Do we all have to be poor? In Matthew, it talks about poor in spirit, not just being poor as we think of it. When we think of this, we have to think about the realities of this is going to be our reward in heaven as we follow Jesus Christ. To not be the rich and comfortable, because when we're rich and comfortable, generalization, we may not trust in God. But when we're poor or poor in spirit, we lean on Jesus Christ. And that is his point all the way through these blessings and these woes, is that we need to trust Jesus Christ, to follow him. Now, I'm an avid reader of daily guideposts. I have a devotional that I read, actually two in the morning. One is Jesus in the Mornings, or With Mornings, and then their regular devotional book. And in one of those, one of the authors had written about, I choose a word for the year that I'm going to focus on. And she had, you know, encouraged me, not personally in the book, but encouraged me by her writing, that I do the same thing, that I choose a word that I'm going to really be faithful about thinking and doing. And that word for me this year in 2022 is trust. And that's what the scripture is about today, to trust in God, to trust Jesus, to follow him. And, you know, we've looked for a house for a year. I don't know if you've known that, knowing that I was going to retire. And had to trust Jesus, because there were many times when we were looking at houses and we were going, are we ever going to find a house? God, where do you want us to go? You know, we looked here and we looked here and we looked there and there. And where do you want us to go, Lord? Was my prayer. And I had to say to myself, I have to trust you, God, that the right house is going to come at the right place at the right time. Trust. Is that easy to do? Because sometimes, at least in my life, most of the time, I want to do things my own way. Are you the same? Yes, a lot of heads bobbing up and down. It's not easy to trust in God, and that's what he is telling us in these Beatitudes. Blessed are you, and he doesn't say it this way, but blessed are you that trust in me and follow me. Make that commitment. You will have the rewards. But woe to those who think they can do it all on their own, who don't want to follow me, who are rich and I don't need anyone else. Woe to them. What is their kingdom going to be like? Because there is a heaven and there is a hell. So So blessed you that are hungry now, for you will be satisfied. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't like to be hungry. I like to eat. Anybody else there with me? Food is good. Food is good. But I believe some of this is talking about hungering for the Word of God. How many of us are hungry for the Word of God? I do my two devotions in the morning. This is not about bragging. This is to be an example, to model for you that in the evening, I do guideposts, daily devotional in chronological order of what is happening in the house. Every day, this is what happened, and it's chronological. So it's not just Genesis, Exodus, Deuteronomy, all those. It jumps from what is in there of what actually happened when it happened. And I just read the day. I do that at night. Hungering for the Word, to be in the Word. And you know what happens when you're in the Word daily? What's that word we use, children, and the message? What's a word that we used? Happy. I believe that when we're in God's Word, we can be happier, joyful, blessed, whatever word you want to put in there, because we are trusting God and leaning more on Him. Amen? But when we're not in the Word of God daily, we can tend to stray. We can tend to stray on our own way, our own will, not thinking about Him, and we start to go in the opposite direction. That's why I picked the word trust. I need to be able to trust God in everything I do, in every moment of my life, and all the decisions that are being made. Now, sometimes we may say, it's ridiculous to go, what color should I make our cabinets? And here I'm going to tell you what happened. We've looked at three different cabinet companies. One cabinet place had the color Dillon, D-I-L-L-O-N, may mean nothing to you, but it was a gray. I was looking at gray, not a dark gray, not too light of a gray, kind of a medium gray. And Dillon gray, Dillon was the name on that. At the time, I thought it was the color. It actually is the style. But Dillon was my mom's maiden name. I said, this has got to be it, Jim. He may look at me and go, oh, my God, I can't believe she's saying this. But even in the smallest details of decisions, God wants us to turn to Him and trust Him. To me, that felt like a sign. Now, are we supposed to ask for a sign? No. We're supposed to trust God. I didn't ask for a sign. It just felt like a sign. In all that we do and all that we say, we should be seeking God and trusting God. We should be hungering for what He's telling us. What is your word saying to us today? The next one, he talks about, blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Boy, do you want to struggle with that one? Why would I want to weep now? I don't know how many of you hear the songs I listen to Cyrus everywhere I go in the car. We weep, but joy comes in the morning. We weep now, but we will be blessed because we won't weep for eternity. We will be laughing. We will be enjoying rewards in heaven, and it will be peaceful and comfort. But in reality, life is tough, and there's times that we weep here on earth. Blessed are you when people hate you, when you're excluded and insult you. Oh, right, Lord, thank you very much. That felt good. Wrong. That doesn't feel good, does it? When people dislike you, when people talk about you, when the gossip goes, when they don't treat you well, it hurts. When you're excluded from something. Yet Jesus says you're blessed. See, Jesus knows how it feels. He did all these wonderful things, yet people rejected him. Did you hear that? They rejected Jesus. If we're followers of Jesus Christ, sometimes we may get excluded. We may be rejected. But in the very end, folks, when you stay connected, when you trust Jesus, when you follow him, you will be rewarded in heaven with him in eternity as you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. As you make that commitment to live a life that is worthy, to live a life that will honor our Lord God. No one, even Jesus, wanted to be rejected, excluded, insulted. But he was. And so are we. But God says, Christ says in these words, rejoice in that day and leap for joy. I'm going to have to remember that when somebody says something bad about me or doesn't like me or I feel excluded, I'm going to have to leap for joy. So if you see me leap for joy, you'll know that I've probably been rejected. Because great is your reward in heaven. The end result is what we're all looking for. Amen? Sometimes on this earth, it's not easy going. Life can be tough. But here's the woes. Woe to you who are rich. You've already received your comfort. Now, I know people that are rich that are very giving and loving and kind. To me, again, these are generalizations. So we have to be careful with that. Woe to you who are well fed now, for we'll go hungry. Let's put it in the words of Jesus. Woe to you who are fed now, for you will go hungry. Because you won't be with Jesus Christ and you'll wonder, why am I in hell and not in heaven? Because I didn't follow Jesus? Because I wasn't in his word? Because I didn't seek and trust him? Woe to you who laugh now. You will mourn and weep. You may be laughing at someone else, mocking, looking at them and going, huh, look at their life. Well, the saying is, everyone's going to come to Judgment Day, and they'll stand before God. We'll see who's laughing at the end. Woe to you when everyone speaks well of you. For this is how their ancestors treated the false prophets. I was trying to understand that word. But in my commentaries, it says, they were praised by kings and crowds because of their predictions, prosperity, and victory in war. They were exactly what the people wanted to hear. But popularity is no guarantee of truth. Of human flattery does not bring God's approval. Sadness lies ahead for those who chase after the crowd's praise rather than God's praise. It's a shortened version of Matthew's Beatitudes. You may want to look at Matthew 5 and read his Beatitudes and see what else is on there. But I wanted to share a couple of the words from commentary. The poor and the hungry know the reality of their situation. They are totally dependent on God and therefore are disposed to entrust themselves to God's care and mercy, which is the foundation of grace and a right relationship with God. I couldn't help but think about Haiti, my daughter that's there, that I help take care of, the orphanage that Mrs. Eddy runs. When we have been there, those people, no matter that they have absolutely nothing, they have one meal a day that is usually like rice and beans in dog bowls. A large dog bowl, that's what they got the time I was there. Even though they may be hungry, when Sunday came around and we went to church, they were clapping their hands and praising God and singing praises and loving God. And their testimonies are incredible because they have to trust God. Hear that word? Trust God. Because that's all they have. And in the commentary here, that's the foundation that we all need. We have to trust in Jesus Christ. Amen. Whether we have things or not have things, but if we have material things, that's not going to get us to heaven. It's our spiritual attitude and our following of Jesus Christ that's going to make a difference in our life. Lastly, in the commentary, to those who experience their stories of faith, they just might transform the life of others and in their own experience. We need to have faith, don't we? We need to believe that Jesus Christ is our all and all. Remember that song that we sang earlier? Through it all. Through everything. Through all that we have. Through all that we are. Jesus is there with us. And through it all, we need to trust in him. If you don't remember anything about this sermon today except one word, what's it going to be? Trust. Are you trusting God in all of your life? Are you trusting him that you will follow him, making a commitment? Maybe you need to turn from the woes in life to the blessings in life. Where are you spiritually? Where do you need to be? Let's pray. God, you give us a promise and hope that you are always with us, that through whatever we go through it all, you are there. Help us to trust in you. Help us to believe in you. Help us to follow you. Help us, Lord, to be your hands and feet and to make disciples of Jesus Christ here on the earth so others may know you and trust you and follow you. In the name of the risen Christ. Amen. Now our ushers will come forward for our morning offering. Please stand as able. Lord God, we thank you for your word and promise, your blessings, and even the woes. May you accept these gifts, that they may be used to do the ministry in this church and in the community and throughout the world, that others are truly blessed in you. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Our closing song is, Lord, I Want to Be a Christian. As you go through life, through tomorrow, I wish you happy Valentine's Day. That we share the love with one another, but also the love of Jesus Christ. And I want to thank our acolytes this morning. We had some new ones, and they did an excellent job, didn't they? Yes. So proud of our young people. They are doing so well. So as you go forth, know that God loves you. Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.